Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Good afternoon, everyone, and how are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. My name is Tom Ernesty, and I'm your host today. We have a few things that we want to talk about here on our daily show. First, I'm going to start with the bad news out of practice today is that safety TJ McDonald has sat out his second straight day of practice, making his availability for the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars pretty much in doubt at this point. We'll see what happens on Friday with practice with TJ McDonald, but because he has sat out for a second straight practice, there's a likelihood that he is not going to be playing this week, which would put Walt Akins or the Dolphins potentially call somebody up like a Maurice Smith from the practice squad to play in that position, but the likelihood of him playing again is becoming slimmer and slimmer by the day. He re-aggravated the injury against the Vikings, and he left the locker room in a walking boot from that game. Gase did say McDonald is day-to-day. He was fighting through it during the entire game, is what is said. So, again, a lot of things can transpire between Thursday and Friday. Hopefully TJ McDonald can be at least a limited in practice, so he may be questionable for the game. But without TJ McDonald, that is going to be a big hole in that secondary, with the likelihood and most likely thing that will happen is that Rashad Jones would move back to strong safety, because that's where he's most played. And after his comments against the Minnesota Vikings last week, it just, again, continues to boggle my mind that Matt Burke still has a job in the NFL. And I don't care what week we're in. I don't care how close we are to the end of the season. Matt Burke has been a poison for this defense and for the players on that side of the ball since he's been here for the last 2 years. He's moved Rashad Jones completely out of position and playing him at free safety. That's not where he belongs. He belongs at strong safety, because that's where he utilizes his strength. That's where he can go after the quarterback. That's where he can go up to the line of scrimmage and play at the line of scrimmage to play against the running backs, play against the tight ends. That's what Rashad Jones does. So when you think about it, what else did we know from Matt Burke from last year? He put Keke Alonso on the wrong side of the line, outside linebacker, and forced him into coverage pretty much at every game last year, and he was eaten alive, not only just by teams, but also by the fan base and the national media, just how bad he is. Now, Alonso has a great rebound year right now, but that is the likely scenario, and I just had to vent a little bit about Matt Burke again. But hopefully, if TJ McDonald can play, everything will be status quo. But if he can't, I would love to see Rashad Jones go back to strong safety and have Walt Akins, Maurice Smith, or somebody else play on the boundary. So we will await word on TJ McDonald, and hopefully we will see him in action this week. If not, then we will find out where the Dolphins are going to go, but most likely TJ McDonald will not be playing in the game this week. The Dolphins did add Kendrick Norton, who played for the Miami Hurricanes at defensive tackle, and hopefully he can come in with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, because I think he was a late round pick of the Carolina Panthers. He's on the practice squad, and he was signed off the practice squad by the Dolphins. And Lord knows the Miami Dolphins need a ton of help at the defensive tackle position with the injuries of Vincent Taylor and the just not very good play so far from Ziggy Hood or Sylvester Williams next to Devon Godchaux. So adding a defensive tackle like a Kendrick Norton is not a bad thing. And the Dolphins, hopefully they hang on to him through the end of the season so then they can have him come in for camp next year to hopefully add some depth. I liked Kendrick Norton. I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan. I thought he played pretty well in college for the Canes. Unfortunately, just hasn't had the opportunity in the NFL at this point to see what he can do. So Kendrick Norton being added is just a depth move. I think they just want to see what this kid has to offer. So maybe they can offer him a futures contract. Maybe they can give him an opportunity in camp to earn his way into maybe some playing time, or hey, even on the practice squad, because you know, by all means, the Dolphins could use as much help at defensive tackle as possible. The one other piece of news is Xavien Howard is back practicing. He did receive his Pro Bowl nod this week. He is the only Miami Dolphin. I'm still shocked that Laremy Tunsil did not get in, but he did get the nod for the Pro Bowl this week, and he also came back to practice. So will his return really help? Yes, 100% that is going to help. But the other piece, now I mentioned TJ McDonald just a few minutes ago and in the likelihood of, you know, moving around Rashad Jones. Move Rashad Jones back to strong safety. Put Mika Fitzpatrick at free safety. Put him at his natural position. Put him where I think, in my opinion, he is the best where at what he can do at that free safety position. He was exposed for the last couple weeks as a outside corner. I mean, he played admirably. That's not where he belongs. He belongs at free safety, because free safety is exactly what it is. It's that center fielder. He's free. He's roaming around, and he's a very smart football player. Rashad Jones has been out of place at times. That's why he belongs at strong safety. Let Minka play at free safety if there's no TJ McDonald. But with Xavien Howard back in the fold, likely he will be playing against the Jaguars this week. I mean, Jaguars aren't exactly a talented bunch, but the Dolphins defense makes opposing quarterbacks look like they're Hall of Famers all season long. Matt Burke's defense almost gives up 400 yards a game. It is ugly to watch, but Xavien Howard being back is a fantastic treat for for the fans. And yes, the Dolphins are still mathematically alive in the postseason. This game does mean something. It's also going to help close out the year at home with a victory, hopefully against the Jaguars, to keep put them at 8-7 and put them at least in an opportunity to go into last week of the season with some sort of backdoor way of making the playoffs. But time will tell. The game still has to be played. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a few more things, and we're going to wrap up today's show. It's going to be a short one, but hopefully enjoyable. We'll be right back after these words.
Sinbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get authentic Miami Dolphins signed memorabilia. Sinbad Sports has had the likes of Albert Wilson, Kiko Alonso, Frank Gore, Jakeem Grant, Rashad Jones, Ricky Williams, and Cam Wake in for recent autograph signings. So when you're in South Florida, go ahead and visit Sinbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com say.
Okay, we are back. Let's talk about the news that just came out not too long ago. The Miami Dolphins have trademarked Miami Miracle. So for all of us who are thinking about maybe making a little bit of money on this, it's all completely gone out the window. Miami Miracle has been trademarked for, let's just, lack of a better term, everything. It's for printed matter, jewelry, sports clothing, apparel, household items, toys, and sporting goods, and for entertainment purposes. Miami Dolphins decided to do this and capture the magic from that play. And to put it mildly, yes, I was considering about making a shirt myself, but that this has happened, that's completely out the window. However, the Miami Dolphins are trying to take advantage of the moment and make as much money. And I don't blame them for it. Let's be serious. It's their moment. It's their franchise. They've put a patent on that that was applied for, and I'm sure will not get denied. So now that that has completely been taken off the shelf, let's talk about the Miami Miracle real quick. I know we had a lot of fun as a fan base talking about it, making fun of Patriots fans, so on and so forth. They'd like to take advantage of the situation and make money on it. Very good. Great for the Dolphins. Great to see that going on. But here's the problem. That Miami Miracle play now means absolutely nothing after what happened last week against the Vikings and everything else around them with Baltimore, with Tennessee, with Indianapolis. All of that went for naught. So enjoy, you know, the apparel and everything else like that. The Miami Miracle, great thing that happened, great experience to watch it, will mean nothing if this team does absolutely nothing going forward in the rest of the season. So trademark it all you want, put out as many shirts as you want. It'll mean nothing if the season just completely gets squandered away. Such a great moment turned into absolute trash last week. And depending on these next 2 weeks, there's a lot of things that are going to change, potentially with the franchise, if it doesn't go well. If it even does go well, there still might be a lot of changes coming. Interesting next 2 weeks, to say the least, in Miami. But the moral of the story, if you're thinking about getting or producing and selling Miami Miracle apparel, that is not going to happen anymore. That is completely off the table. The Miami Dolphins have put a patent on that. So that'll be the end of that. I also want to touch base with the running back position going into this game this week. The Kenyon Drake saga for the entire 2018 season is almost coming to a close. And we're going into a game against the Jacksonville Jaguars where, without Frank Gore now in the fold, the Dolphins most likely would turn to Kenyon Drake. But that actually isn't the case. It looks like Kalen Ballage is going to be the starting running back for the Miami Dolphins, and Kenyon Drake will continue to be that secondary role player, pass-catching running back, not getting the touches from the running back position. God knows what happened. Maybe we'll never find out. Maybe we will find out. But the fact of the matter is this. I truly believe we are getting ready to see the final games of Kenyon Drake in Miami, if Adam Gase is still the head coach of the team. And why do I say that? A lot of people are going to take that and go, Tom, what do you mean? Why are you thinking Kenyon Drake's going to be gone? He's under contract still. He's only at $1.1 million. Kenyon Drake's a good running back. But if Adam Gase is still the head coach of this team, be rest assured, Kenyon Drake is just going to continue to get buried. So the best move for the Miami Dolphins, if you are keeping Adam Gase, is you trade Kenyon Drake. Because if Kalen Ballage can show you something over the next 2 weeks, you still have to remake that running back room. Kalen Ballage being there doesn't mean he's going to be the starter next year. You need to find new running backs. And I'm not saying let's go out and find Le'Veon Bell, although I would love the idea of having Le'Veon Bell here, especially if you draft a rookie quarterback, because then you could pay Bell, have a cheap young quarterback in the fold. But I digress. You got to remake the running back room, and I don't think Drake's going to be in the plans. That's just my opinion. I like Kenyon Drake. I have always backed Kenyon Drake, but there is something going on internally with this team between him and Adam Gase that for some reason he is just not in the fold this year. He's got very minimal touches out of the backfield. I think he's somewhere in like the mid-40s for catches for the season. He's got 9 touchdowns, so it's not like they haven't found a way to get him in space and get him into the end zone. It's kind of the same mantra they had with Jarvis Landry last year. He didn't put up godly stats, but he scored a lot of touchdowns because Adam Gase was able to find a way to get him the ball and be able to get him into the end zone. The same thing with Kenyon Drake this year. But if there's truly a falling out between the two, we may never find out unless Adam Gase is not in Miami anymore. Then maybe Kenyon Drake will spill the beans on what the heck happened in the 2018 season. But going into the game this week, expect Kalen Ballage to get the bulk of the carries out of the backfield, and Kenyon Drake still being that change of pace back that we have become accustomed to over the 2018 season. Last thing I'll talk about here is that I will be posting an article on DolphinsTalk.com over the next few weeks in regards of a breakdown of what my thoughts and projections are going into the 2019 offseason. Whoever the coach is, whoever the front office is, this article strictly is going to be talking about what I believe the Miami Dolphins need to do with the roster and some of the free agents that you might want to take a look at to maybe bring into the fold here in Miami. It's a very long article, so I'm going to break it up in parts. Be sure to check out DolphinsTalk.com. I will have that article posted after the Jaguars game on Monday, and that'll begin the process of this series that will come out every single day during the week next week. Should be about 3 or 4 parts long. Hopefully you guys take a look at it and enjoy it. This will wrap it up for DolphinsTalk.com Daily. You can follow me on Twitter at DolphinsTalkTom. Please be sure to go to the website, DolphinsTalk.com, every single day for all your Miami Dolphins news, opinions. We have a great staff on the website. Please be sure to check out all those articles. Please be sure to check out the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network for all the great shows that we have available for you. The Same Old Dolphin Show, Landon and Jeff, DolphinsTalk.com Daily, Countdown to Kickoff, as well as the Postgame Wrap-Up Show. I am out. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.